Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 28, 2024, the Say It Ain't So edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal. Indeed, all our stories today come from the Wall Street Journal. Shohei Ohtani has given his first public statements around the scandal involving his former interpreter and the $4.5 million payment made to an illegal bookie. Ohtani claimed that he never knowingly has gambled on any baseball games. He has never knowingly paid any bookies, legal or illegal. It still a little bit of a mystery how $4.5 million in wire transfers came from his account and went to the bookie. Nevertheless, this is certainly a good thing at this point for Major League Baseball. But for the compliance professional, I'd ask you to consider this in light of subcontractors. If bookies can get to a subcontractor for arguably the biggest star in baseball, they can pretty much do anything. So you need to take a pretty serious look at not only who you're doing business with, but with subcontractors. Our next three stories come to us from the Risk and Compliance Journal. This one from Dylan Tokar, who reports that former Mongolian Prime Minister's luxury apartments are targeted for forfeiture by the U.S. government based upon the claim that it's money he skimmed from mining contracts to the tune of $68 million. The forfeiture is the latest case brought by federal prosecutors highlighting the use of shell companies. And this is obviously in the news given the recent unconstitutional finding of the Corporate Transparency Act. Next, Mingyi Sun reporting that KuCoin and its founders face criminal charges over money laundering violations. Prosecutors also allege the cryptocurrency exchange operated an unlicensed money transmitting business. So more difficulties for the cryptocurrency exchange world as they are getting caught up in money laundering. And our final story comes to us from Richard Vandeford. Yes, we had all three Risk and Compliance Journal reporters dropping stories, and more Chinese companies are to be added to the U.S. import ban list. So if you're doing business with any Chinese companies, you need to check that ban list as it is currently and ongoingly updated. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.